Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner who has a product, a service, or a message that you believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look into the real-world marketing and networking tactics and strategies for getting what you have in front of you to a lot more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and now let's get started. Hey, everybody, welcome back to another dual episode of Entrepreneur Rescue Mission and Networking and Marketing Made Simple. Super excited to be back here again today for another dual episode with my business partner and beautiful wife, Nancy.
Hello.
So obviously we do these time to time and we really enjoy them. And we really have an impactful episode for you guys today. But before we get into that, we just want to let you guys know as a reminder, we're doing our final free workshop of the year starting November 6th at 1 p.m. EDT, live and recorded. It's all that week. It's a five-day workshop called Get Your Business Organized in 5 Days. So if you feel that you are disorganized, you are overwhelmed, and you don't have the structure to your business that you want, and you're kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall every single day, then this workshop is for you. So go to the description of this episode or the email that you found this communication through. Click on the link to get yourself registered, and we will see you there. So today's episode is us sharing a little bit of what actually caused us to have our most successful launch ever. So you're hearing that right. And this is a multifaceted win. It's not so much about the money or the amount of people, but there were so many wins to take away from this launch that we did coin it our most successful launch ever, because I would say the biggest win out of all of this is our stress level was at a zero. There was no stress. There was no overwhelm. We had it in the bag. And there are three things that we did and three reasons why this became our best launch, our most stress-free launch. And we're going to share those three tips with you. So the first thing that we wanted to talk about as far as these three little tips is reaching out to people early. So now I know there's a lot of people that have despairing views on this, meaning, you know, you want to keep it secret and secure and safe, and then you want to share it. So Nancy knows a lot about me and how I go about business. I am always one to get ahead of the curve. I don't want to wait until the iron is not even hot anymore, where it's starting to actually start to fizzle down. So just to kind of give you a visual of what that looked like, we didn't open the doors for this program until the first week of October of 2023. I started, and I told this to Nancy, I said, Nancy, I'm going to start reaching out to people June 1st. Literally, June 1st, I am going to start reaching out to people and let them know that we have an 8-week window from June 1st to August 1st, where we have almost like a VIP, special, so to speak, if you want to lock in your spot early, because we only have 10 spots and we filled everything. We set aside 5 of these special spots. And if you want one, it's yours. So what I started doing was I started reaching out to people that I felt A, would be a great fit, and B, I had a prior relationship with, meaning they were a part of one of our previous programs. I coached them. I collaborated with them in one way, shape, or form. And I just started doing just some simple reach outs and just reaching out to people that maybe had shown interest before. And lo and behold, we had all 5 of those spots filled even before our workshop began. So it's really important if you want to get ahead of the game, get ahead of the game. There is no harm in reaching out to people early, letting them know, because as Nancy and I know, it's who gets to who first. Because if we didn't do that reach out, if we didn't reach out to those people earlier, they could have joined something else. So we wanted to give people incentive for locking in their spot early and joining our fall program.
Well, I think it's important too, and I think it's important to note, right? And for you guys, you know, we're big on transparency. We share all kinds of things, you know, good, bad, and ugly. But for this particular program, it was a higher ticket program, right? You know, one of the highest ones that we offer. So well, we weren't looking, weren't looking for a lot of people, right? We were just looking for a small amount. So to Scott's point, right, reaching out and letting people know in advance, one, it allows people to prepare, right, mentally, right? They get to kind of process it, go through it, and go, all right, okay, I got to kind of save up for this a little bit, or, you know, I got to make sure I can move some things around and make sure that this works, you know, for where my business is at. And you'll see things like that. Even Amy Porterfield, right, who is an online marketer, she teaches people how to create online courses. She shared something on her podcast a while back on how she was being full transparent. Guys, it's an investment to join my program. I want to get you thinking about it now. And I want to give you some tips on how you can make money now so that you guys can jump into the program, you know, next quarter. So we're kind of, you know, doing the same. And I think last time that we had a lot of success with that, it was similar, right? It was actually planting those seeds early, right? We don't want to just spring an offer, you know, on someone and then make them feel in a panic to make a decision. We want the right people. And, you know, this group that we're getting ready to onboard, I mean,
amazing,
are absolutely wonderful. So when we talk about qualified, amazing people, just like Scott said, right, you know, make a list, right? So something that you guys can do is make a list of those people, right? Who are the ideal people, you know, what it is that you offer, you know, who are going to be a great fit, and write them down. Okay. Who are those people? Are they people that you've worked with before? Are those people who you have already built that know, like, and trust with, right? So make that list. You know, we made the list when we first launched the program, and we go back to that list every time, right? It was 100 people. And every time we go back, we're like, oh my gosh, that person joined and that person joined. It's like, so again, reworking that list is huge. All right. So tip number two. Okay. We're going to dive into that
now. So this is, I would say, probably the biggest change for me personally, because Nancy was on me for so long about this. And finally I caved. Finally I gave in, and we instituted a CRM. And
what is the CRM?
Client Relationship Manager.
Very good.
So, you know, and we, Nancy and I, absolutely love Trello. And she showed me how to use Trello to create my own CRM for, obviously, the programs that we have, specifically Expert Authority.
Yeah. And I just wanted to add in here, you know, again, for everyone listening, there's so many CRMs out there, right? So I had gone down this rabbit hole of thinking, okay, well, which one's going to be the best? And I went all over the place trying everything out under the sun. And I knew that I needed to go back to something so simple, right? Something simple that Scott could use for free, you know, something that he could implement and work in the way that he wanted. So that's how we landed back on Trello. And then, yeah, the rest is history. So you can.
So I instituted this, the CRM, and I created a couple of different lists on there. And it really gave me that bird's eye view of where we stood conversation wise with people that were interested in joining our mastermind. You know, we actually converted that, we called our Dream 100. Instead of having it on paper, Nancy and I shared the board together. And whenever we felt we had someone good that we wanted to start nurturing that would be a good fit for this from prior conversations, we actually have that whole list now mapped out with our Dream 100. And then we created another tab for, you know, people that booked calls to learn about the program, people that were interested. And actually, we have a whole list now of the people that joined. And, you know, you slide them from one way to the other. But what I'll say is this, yes, you can pay for CRMs. You know, Trello is something that it's a free tool that we use. And Nancy said, I just want you to dig into this. I want you to create something that would be easy for you and for me. I love it, because now I can actually see, and just to be, you know, we're all about transparency. Yeah. You know, we started building conversations with people that if they weren't necessarily ready for our fall group, obviously we open the doors at the beginning of every year. So we have a whole column and a list now of 19 people that have interest in joining our January group. And here's the good thing. We only have 10 spots. So as soon as those 10 spots are filled, then it goes to our spring group. So the fact of the matter is that when you can get ahead of the game using something as simple as a CRM, and you can pay for a CRM, you can create one on your own like we did. And obviously part of that CRM, we share that with our mastermind group because we want to simplify the process for everyone. It was so instrumental in helping me better nurture and prospect people that were interested in our program, but also re-facilitate the relationship and kind of move them. And again, we have columns where it says not interested at all, you know, not a good fit, you know, doesn't want to be contacted anymore about it. So having all of that in there, because so many times we end up reaching back out to people that we shouldn't, because they obviously weren't ready, they weren't interested, and didn't want to be contacted anymore. So now that you have that CRM in place, we can start pre-planning for every single time that we open the doors to this program. So having that CRM, and I would say, you want to say anything else?
About CRM. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So yeah, I mean, again, with the CRM, and I want to share with you guys just because, you know, obviously you guys know Scott is the more like, you know, he's an action taker. He kind of goes off the cuff. I'm a little more analytical and I like to plan and kind of have a reason for things. When it comes to a CRM, the biggest thing that I kept going up against is what do I really need to use this for, right? You don't need some CRM with fancy bells and whistles that automatically send all these, you know, look, people are sick and tired of all this crazy automation and the spammy messages and things like that. We're talking like nurturing, building the know, like, and trust, right? With a close-knit group of people. Because Scott said, right, it's a high-level mastermind. Like, we only need a few people. So we really want to do, you know, we want to do this the right way. We want to build it with this small group of people. So again, what we're sharing with you is what has worked and is working for us. And that's why we're getting it out there. Are there other ways to do this? Absolutely. You know, are there CRMs that you can dump massive amounts of people and, you know, hope that a couple people surface, you know, out of it? Sure. There are lots of things that you can do. But whenever it comes to investing in something that makes sense for your business, free, man, can't get better than free, and a simple and easy tool like Trello. So that is number two, right? So CRM is number two. Now, the third tip and the third reason why we had such an amazing launch is, well, it kind of goes hand in hand, right? Is one, we had really amazing testimonials from our current members who have just had amazing results. Okay. So yes, we had testimonials, which I think is incredibly important. So if you guys are launching a program, make sure you get peeps out there talking about, you know, the value and social proof. But on the other hand, right, it's making sure that you deliver amazing value, right? Make sure that you can back it up what it is that you're putting out there. So that has been absolutely pivotal, I think, in all of our launches, is bringing out someone that people can relate to and see, yes, it works. They've done it, you know, and here's their story.
Well, the big thing within our mastermind, you know, we teach people how to grow small and mighty businesses, not meaning like small as in like income, but
you
like
can grow it and scale it to as big as you want.
And we've had testimonial after testimonial, but the two people that chose to want to share the results both have completely grown and scaled their business in the time that they have been with us. Not only from a monetary point of view, but from a time point of view, meaning, you know, we have one member that, you know, her and her husband, they rejoined for a second year and they bought an RV and they travel around the country now working from their RV, visiting their friends and family. And that's what it's all about. So in the beginning stages, Nancy and I, when we first started launching our mastermind almost 4 years ago, we didn't have testimonials because we had just created the program, but we saw how important it was, and it still is, to take the spotlight off of us, the creators of the program, and actually point it at the people that are a part of the program that are getting results from what we created together. And that is so impactful. So when you have that group that's been a part of that workshop all week, and they're hearing about all these things, they're hearing about the program, you're telling them about it, and then you bring on the social proof, and you have that person that's driving home the point that, you know, if it wasn't for me joining this program, my business would not be where it is. And that's the big thing, because people want to know that the investment that they're about to make in themselves in a mastermind like ours is not only worth the money, but it's worth the time. Because you don't want some cookie cutter program that's basically just going to have you kind of just dragging along. You know, our program throws gasoline on the fire of your business. And that it was so amazing to hear the results of these two individuals, you know, and countless others that people can read about on our website. But the fact of the matter is that when you combine those three things, which was having our CRM in place, reaching out to people early, and having those testimonials, that was our ultimate recipe for the most successful launch of our mastermind yet. And it's only going to get better. And again, you better believe if those three things really worked, it's going to obviously help us with that. So again, don't forget that, you know, learning the foundations and learning all of those things is one of the most impactful points of your business to start with.
Well, yeah. And like everything that we're talking about, right? You know, we kind of shared the behind the scenes of our launch, you know, of our mastermind program, but you know, none of this could be possible if we didn't have the foundations of our business in place, right? You know, we know what our offer is. We know what we're supposed to be doing.
Audience,
we know what
our
lead gen strategy is. We know our marketing plan, right? When we were actually going to open the doors. So that, right, all the core foundations, right? That's the heart of all this. And over the years, right, the more and more we've done this, every single time we have optimized. So if you guys are finding yourself in a place where you're missing some of those foundations, right, there's some gaps, you know, in that process for you. Well, guess what? Okay, we're actually starting our Get Your Business Organized workshop today. So if you guys haven't already signed up,
next week.
That's November, right. Sorry. 6th. When this podcast is coming out, it actually starts next week. And so you guys can sign up, right? It's going to be Monday through Friday, November 6th to the 10th. And we're going to be assessing your business, right? You know, from all core functions, right? Operations. We're going to look at sales and marketing. We're going to look at financial, and we're going to go through and find out where those bottlenecks are in your business. We're going to give you an awesome workshop. I'm telling you, this is one of my favorite ones to run, where we're going to teach you how to get organized, the things that you should be doing each day. And then we're also, okay, again, we're not holding back secrets anymore, right? We are actually opening the doors to our foundational program, Expert Foundations, which is literally a plug and play program that helps you plug all the different things into place in your business, starting with clarity and ending with actually hiring your first team member.
And the cool thing is, we actually have multiple people in our high level mastermind right now that went to the Get Your Business Organized workshop, joined Expert Foundations, got all the foundations in place, and said, you know what? Now I'm ready for more. If you're at that place where you want to get your business organized, you want to get the foundations in place to one day want to work with us in our high level mastermind, you're in the right place. You're listening to this at the right time. So don't wait to register for this workshop. So again, if you go to the description of this episode, you will find the registration link for the Get Your Business Organized 5-day workshop, and also the email that this was sent out to. So again, we hope you took great value from this episode. Get that CRM in place. Reach out to people early and often, but also make sure that you have that social proof. So everyone, please enjoy the rest of your days. Love and gratitude, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much again for checking out today's episode. And if you are listening through iTunes, Spotify, wherever you are, please leave me a rating and review. Let me know what you loved, what you would like to see improved, or ideas you have for future episodes. And if you are interested in taking your business to the next level, don't hesitate to go to my website, www.scottaron.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me, where I can learn more about you, your business, what you're struggling with, and how we can work together. And don't forget to check out my wife, Nancy, and mine, our free community on Facebook called LinkedIn Leads for Life. We would love to see you in there. Have a great rest of your day. And thank you, everyone, for your support. Grateful for each and every one of you.